Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today is Good Friday. This is the day in which we remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary, and I do trust that you'll take some time to focus on his wonderful work for you on that cross, because it was there that he bore your sin in his body. He became sin for you, that you through faith in him might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Think about that and give him the praise for it. In a passage of scripture that I believe is very appropriate as we consider the work of Christ on the cross is John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, where the Lord Jesus Christ is just about ready to go to the cross, and he is speaking to his disciples, and he says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." That's John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. And again, Jesus was on the way to the cross, and he was talking about this idea of loving. And he said, "I want you to love each other and to love others as I love you, as is being manifested with my work for you on the cross." And then Jesus goes on to say that one of the ways that others will know that we are his disciples is if we do love one another even as he loved us. Now, this idea of loving one another is not something that was absolutely new in the days of Jesus, though he refers to it as a new commandment. Back in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18, the Word of God tells us that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so what is new in this command that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving? He was saying to his disciples, yes, you are to love one another as you love yourself, but love one another as I have loved you. Jesus was saying to them, soon I'm going to go to the cross and bear your sin in my body on the cross. That is ultimate love. And Jesus was saying to his disciples, I want you to love others ultimately, even as I am going to express my love for you on the cross. Do we love each other that way? When we look at the love that the Lord Jesus Christ portrayed to all of us, we see that he did it sacrificially. He did it totally. He did it unselfishly. He did it undeservedly. I mean, his love went to the extreme point to provide for us that which we need. And if we are going to love one another, we do it not just by saying to others, I love you, or I love you, my dear brother, or I love you, my dear sister, as we may say from time to time, but we are to show our love by loving others sacrificially, totally, unselfishly, and undeservedly, truly going out of our way for their betterment. That's what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. And that's what we're thinking of today on this Good Friday when we think of Jesus Christ on the cross, that he went out of the way to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve. Let's reach out to others as Christ has reached out to us and love them sacrificially, totally, unselfishly, undeservedly, and do what we can to better their lives. And by doing so, we reflect Jesus Christ, and others see in us that we truly are his disciples. Father, I thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the cross to provide salvation for us, and how we rejoice in his great love. And I pray, Lord, that you'll give us the strength to love others, even as you loved us through Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.